Track 14, The Healing Cycle. In the last track, we discussed the first two stages of the healing cycle for children living with the secrets of childhood sexual abuse. Those were exposing the wound and re-experiencing the trauma, as well as the use of the body scan exercise. This track will discuss the last two stages in the healing cycle, externalizing the pain and healing the wound. At the end of this track, we will look at the use of creative drawing and writing unmailed letters. Even though you may be currently using these techniques, you might reevaluate my use of them as compared to yours. As you are aware, for survivors of childhood sexual abuse to heal, their pain must be brought from the unconscious to the conscious. Then, externalizing the pain, the third stage of the healing cycle, emotional pain is released, defenses weakened, and feelings oftentimes are displayed. Jenny, age 17, remembers being sexually molested between the ages of 4 and 7 by her older brother, Austin, who was 20 at the time. She remembers telling her mother at the age of 7. Although her parents insisted Austin move out at that time, there was no discussion about what had happened to her. Through the years, Austin visits regularly, and no one has ever spoken of the situation since. Jenny entered therapy reluctantly on the advice of a trusted adult friend when she explained her reason for wanting to avoid all family get-togethers. Although Jenny remembers being abused, she did not realize how deeply she had been affected. Let's look at an excerpt from a group session where Jenny worked on externalizing her pain. Jenny cried out, "It's hard to breathe and my heart is pounding. I feel cold. I'm scared." I replied, "Jenny, you're experiencing a memory. You're safe here with the group. Do you want to continue?" Jenny replied, "Yes, I want to go on. I want to finish this." I stated, "Okay, is there anything you'd like to say to your brother, Austin?" Jenny sobbed as she hit a pillow and cried, "Why did you do that to me? I feel dirty and ashamed. You stole my childhood. I hate you. I hate you." Jenny was able to externalize her feelings by physically hitting the pillow, sobbing and raging as she released all the pent-up energy from her fear, anger, and grief. Afterwards, Jenny recalled more of the specifics of the abuse, details she hadn't remembered before, blurting them out in therapy. Externalizing can facilitate by using the unsent letter or artwork exercise, which will be explored at the end of this track. Think of your Jenny. Could she benefit from physical or quiet expression while externalizing her pain? As you know, after externalizing the pain, the last stage is to actively heal the wound, which can bring transformation as feelings of empowerment return. When Adam, age 17, came to therapy, he had experienced violent sexual abuse from his foster mother, Sue, for 5 years before being moved to another home. Dr. Barbara Bogart wrote in the article, "Sexual Abuse Surviving the Pain," there are many commonly held beliefs about sexual abuse. One is that abusers are always men. The fact is, at least 5% of abusers are known to be women. Another myth is that the abuser is usually a stranger. More than 70% of abusers are immediate family members or someone very close to the family. In working with Adam, I found that every meeting had to be met with flexibility, as there were times when he consciously wanted to work on his anger towards Sue, his foster mother, and found issues with his natural mother surfaced. As you are aware, it is quite common for clients to move from one traumatic experience to another. This bouncing around does not take away from the healing work that is occurring. With every completed healing cycle experienced, Adam found the power of his pain diminishing. It is as if a pressure cooker valve was opened slightly. Each completed cycle releases a little more pressure until core defenses have dropped. Adam reflected on his story when he stated, "I feel such relief. I know I have experienced more abuse than I can remember, but I'm so grateful that I don't have to go back and experience everything to feel better. The little I do remember is frightening enough." Consider your Adam. Is his progress bringing him visible relief? As Jenny, who was discussed at the beginning of this track, worked on externalizing her pain, I had her use creative coloring or drawing to give her an additional medium to express her feelings. I asked her to create an abstract picture of herself, letting the colors represent her self-love, suggesting that she use bold colors to express strong feelings. This creative expression gave Jenny an opportunity to express the love she once had for her brother and the anger she felt towards him because of the abuse. She explained afterwards, "As I drew, I could feel a healing power well up in me. It was weird, a release. I never thought I could express myself that way, but when I did, I was amazed how the bright colors brought definition to what I was thinking and feeling." With Adam, the client discussed second on this track, he wrote an unmailed letter. It provided him with the freedom to say things he would have never dared say out loud and safely communicate all of his emotions. As you know, the freedom gained by not having to defend or explain what he had written allowed a window into his repressed emotions and feelings. On this track, we have reviewed the last two stages of the healing cycle, externalizing the pain and healing the wound, as well as how to use creative drawing or writing and the unmailed letter, which can provide an alternative avenue of expressing repressed feelings, thoughts, and emotions in a non-threatening way. Question 14. What are two techniques you could use to help your client externalize pain? On these CDs, we have discussed core defenses, 9 secondary consequences of childhood sexual abuse, family mottos, windows to the past, the healing cycle, releasing emotional pain, diffusing client anger, barriers to treatment, inner child visualization, and the healing cycle. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. I wish you the best in your practice. Should you wish further continuing education, consider going to our website at homestudycredit.com, homestudycredit.com. Thank you.